Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
After this episode, we might need to take a real break because I might need to poop again.
Oh no.
Which I know Big Fatty is on the edge of his seat waiting for a poop update from me.
We need to incorporate this into the podcast. So have we started?
Yes. Welcome to Black Time. Didn't I already say that?
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't say joining me tonight.
Joining me tonight on this illustrious stage is Baron Frosty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I know Big Fatty is on the edge of his seat.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2778 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th of September 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Julie join in that time. Big Fatty. Hello, Tinkers Dammers. Big Fatty, that Whitman Tinker struck again. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, a Whitman Tinker struck again. On Monday night, y'all, I was watching that, the Emmys. Yes, Big Emily's, the Emily's. Y'all, but poor Betty White, you know, it was lovely to see her. But y'all, that was, it was just kind of sad, she looked great, but y'all, it's just, the woman's 104 or something like that, and y'all, they don't need to be parading her out in front of people like that anymore. It's just sad to see how people are. Yes, Big Fatty's kind of like sad to see you in nearing end of life. That's not it, but y'all, I was watching that, and, then I went to bed, and y'all, you know how sometimes you get a song stuck in your head? Well, this is what was stuck in my head.
Say hello to Papa Fresh. Don't give such a nice feeling to make it something fresh.
Papa Fresh crescent rolls. Dinner rolls just taste better when you bake them up yourself. Fresh. Try Pillsbury Crescent, Butter Flake, or Parker House.
Get such a nice feeling, get to know. Fresh
now. Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that honky-tonk piano reminds me of Alex Lefebvre. Well, that means this probably does, too. Y'all, you know, I didn't get a chance to finish telling you about my Sunday night, y'all. I was, you know, the sports ball. The sports ball made the Big Brother come on late. And, y'all, so then me and Crooked Hat and Archer, y'all, we recorded. But first, because Alex Lefebvre could not be bothered. No, Big Fatty, he could not be bothered. And we asked Mr. Mike Lawson also, and no, I will not do butt first. But anyway, we had Archer come on. Oh, well, better third than never. Anyway, and the reason those two got asked first is because they hadn't been on in a while, y'all. That's the reason it was. And y'all, I might just mention that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, said he was going to be in the chat room, and Big Fitty couldn't be bothered. That's it. Could not be bothered. But anyway, we recorded, and y'all, it seemed to be a longer than normal show. Y'all, part of it was taken up by old Crooked Hat giving the coochie coochie eye to somebody in the Sunset Boulevard. Big Fanny, don't quit your day job. I don't have a day job. Well, better go get one. Anyway, y'all, it was fun nonetheless. But y'all, I was late getting to bed, and y'all, I was in the middle of. But first, y'all. Started getting messages from one of my regular gentleman callers, and so y'all, when I said, "Oh, well, okay, you can come on over if you want to," he says, "Well, I'm gonna hop in the shower," and I said, "Lovely." And so y'all, when we finished, I hadn't heard anything back from him, and y'all, I just went on to bed, and soon thereafter, this happened.
Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And, okay. Yes, I know. Yes, Big Fanny. Yes, after being in Hatlanta, the squeaky gentleman caller was, okay. Y'all, he came over. I guess it was about 12:15 or something like that. And, you know, it doesn't matter to Big Fatty. He ain't got to get up and go to work. And, y'all, I think he left about 1:30. Big Fatty! And, but, y'all, it was just lovely. And, I woke up Monday morning about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, they were delivering my newspapers that I had them hold while I was gone to Atlanta. So I went out in the yard and picked him up and brought him in. And I said, you know what? I'm going back to bed. I just needed a little more sleeping, y'all. So next thing I knew, it was 10:45 a.m. in the morning. Big Fanny, you're about to get an honorary key to the city of Walnut Hills, I guess so. Let's see, what else did I do on Monday? Y'all, I know what I did. Y'all, I cleaned up the villa. What did I do? I cleaned the bathrooms and the kitchen and, you know, just a little bit at a time. But, y'all, everything smells so bleachy. Yes, Big Fatty. And clean and everything. And, y'all, I washed some, the rugs in the bathroom and things like that. And, y'all, and it was just small. It didn't take long, but it was a small sense of accomplishment. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, then after I recorded the Tuesday little show, y'all, I cooked some cube steak. Do you like the cube steak, y'all? It was just lovely, as you know, just with some onions, and you flour the cube steak and stick it in there, and then you mix up the leftover flour with some water, and it makes a good country gravy. Big video, and it is not spelled C-U-N. Anyway, had that and some green beans cooked with some country ham. A big fatty, that's not C. It is not C-U-N. Anyway, pieces and a lovely, lovely supper. And then, y'all, and I watched some shows on the TV machine Monday afternoon also. Then Monday night, what did I do Monday night? Big Fatty, we don't know. I watched the Emmys, and y'all, I finally went to sleep after I got that song out of my head, and but y'all, I got up at a decent time on Tuesday, because y'all had an appointment with the dermatologist. Oh, Big Fatty, did they find the cancer? No, there was no cancer, and she gave me, she did give me a little bit of a verbal spanking, because, you know, when I was over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex hosting the Pwn Star weekend, y'all, I had on my flip-flops, and y'all, I got a sunburn on my feet. She goes, well, somebody's been out in the sun. She says, I wouldn't have guessed you had been out in the sun that much. You don't look red anywhere except your feet. And anyway, she gave me a clean bill of health. And the nurse says, oh, she didn't find anything. Get out of here quick. And I said, I'm going. And so, y'all, I go back in a year. And, y'all, I used to think the dermatologist was kind of I don't want to say a waste of money or a scam or anything like that, but it's kind of like the chiropractor. You know, it's it's one of those things that I don't want to disparage it or anything, but it's just not you know, it's not surgery or I don't want to say calming, but it's good to know that everything according to a professional looks A-OK. Big Fatty, she clearly needs to get her eyes checked. y'all, I'm good for another year. And let's see. And y'all, after that, I went and I filled up Ruby Red with the petroleum products. Y'all, let's see, what did I pay? I paid $2.43 a gallon. Big Fatty, that's a, you know, Big Fatty, we hadn't heard from Jeremiah in a while with a gasoline. I think Jeremiah has unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Brian in Boston. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. And I stopped and got me a little sandwich for my lunch, and came home and been belching that up. Yes, Big Fatty, we've been listening to it. And y'all, now I'm sitting down to watch the little show. So, y'all, that's been my my last couple of days. But, y'all, while I was gone to Atlanta, there was something in the Villa Melt. But yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, there's all kinds of postcards. You know, I said I had Two, I say chew from Miss Bacon and Scotty, and one from that PBG. And y'all, yesterday I got another one from Miss Bacon. And y'all, let's just start here with one from Miss Bacon. Y'all, it is it's a rock that has a face on it. It is the Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation. And it says, please do not write below this. Scotty. Big Fatty, it's not for you. Y'all, this one is for Scotty. I guess I need to pay more attention. This one is for Scotty. It says, Scotty, let's plan on a 2035 trip to Crazy Horse to check on the progress. Bacon. Scotty, a little message there from Miss Bacon. I'm gonna put a picture of these postcards along with the ones from the Robs in South Africa and Miss Beaver in Oslo. I'm gonna put I'm saving those. I'm gonna put a picture up at noon tomorrow so you can see them. And y'all, what another one of these from Miss Bacon is it's for the Faye Driver, Big Fatty. Faye Driver, this is a choo-choo train, the 1880 train. And it says, dear Faye, toot toot, we are riding the train in good old U.S. of A. God loves us. The diesel driver could not double clutch to save himself. We were sliding around all the corners. Missed you giving Kathy driving tips. I nearly died. Love, Scotty. Fatty Scotty wrote it. And then it says, Scotty, Scotty is not a maid. False advertising. We had a blast. Heart Bacon. Faye Driver, there you go. The little postcard there to you from the little Aussie Batman. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we'll just look at this one from that Peter G. Y'all, it's a picture of a crab. Big Fatty, is there a medicated shampoo for? No, not that kind of crab. It says, I'm crabby without you. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, enjoying the long weekend walking along the beautiful Oregon coastline and catching up on BFO episodes. Thank you for calling. Love of that Peter G. Well, Peter G, thank you so much for that. And Miss Bacon, I'm sure Scotty appreciates your card. And Scotty, I'm sure Faye Driver appreciates yours. And y'all, the last one is to me. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it is the future of the Crazy Horse Memorial. Let's just see what it says here. It says, hey, Big Fatty, this is the future. Not sure if you or I will live to see it finished. Ruined. Come to South Dakota. They don't openly hate the gays. Love. Scotty. Oh, Big Fatty, that one was from Scotty, too. And then Miss Bacon writes at the bottom, we survived Scotty. Heart the Bacons. Big Fatty, I'm not sure Mr. Bacon survived, but Scotty, thank you so much for that card, and Miss Bacon, thank you for the P.S. Big Fatty, the postscript. Go over there to the BFO and take a look at all the cards at noon today. Now, y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, told me that he couldn't find the cheese cookery recipe over there at the Crema recipes. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, it may be over around New Year's, because that may have been a savory cookery. If you can't find it, just go over there. And if not, maybe Big Fatty will put it up anyway. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, hump day. Big Fatty, I hope you're able to keep your lunch down. Well, I hope so, too. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Mr. Cackle, I know, I know the BFO affects you or your bowels anyway. Don't you say so?
I know Big Fatty is on the edge of the seat.
Oh yes, I sit forward on the edge of the seat because I use the squatty potty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.